When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Deanna said, hey there, Ben and Kelly. I need help in determining whether I'm the jerk here or not.
Okay.
So my boyfriend finally proposed to me. Yay!
Yay!
And we got rid of his condo because mine's bigger and in a better location for our jobs. I've had my dog for 7 years. She sleeps in my bed,
mm-hmm.
and he knows that.
Mm.
Now he's suggesting that we get a crate and put her in there at night.
Mm.
Now I'm like, my dog was here before him. Not a chance in hell she's going to be going in the cage at night.
Okay.
He really seems to have an issue with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm picking the dog over him. Yeah. Am I being unreasonable here?
Oh. Well, yeah. It's a dog. I say that lovingly. I understand there are, listen, you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
They
are like family members.
Right, right.
But I didn't let our kids sleep in our bed.
Oh.
Not letting the dog sleep in there either.
Well, I don't know, Deanna, if you're going to get a whole lot of comfort
support
from us.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of in the same, I'm kind of in the same boat as your fiance. Like, all right, you know, the dog can kind of learn his place in the whole family, you know?
Yeah, well, okay. So I have never been a person that lets the dog sleep with us. I will say probably because they're pugs and they're super loud. So that could never really work because they would just keep us up. But that said, we had a yellow lab at one point and they would take up so much space in the bed. I just think that the bed belongs to mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Let us know, especially, I know people other than Deanna and her fiance have dealt with this.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So let us know how you've approached that, especially with your, I guess, your significant other who has the animal.
Yes. I am going to say in this case, Deanna, I am team fiance on this just because I think mommy and daddy need their own space.
I'll tell you right now, a lot of people on our text line are siding with Deanna.
Really?
Yep.
Listen, if you've never tried it, like, the dogs like their own places to sleep. They don't mind it. They're not going to be offended. They're not upset. They like their own little area. Like, our two dogs say, time to go to bed. And they're like, okay, mommy. And they run back there and they get their little treat and they go to bed. And there's never a problem.
Right. I mean, and I think we just need to establish a new routine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all it really takes, I think. If you try it, I feel like this is when we're going to practice our compromise with our fiance, which needs to be a part of the marriage.
Yeah. Justin's like, the dog has seniority. So he's wrong. Okay.
Oh. Oh boy.
All right, again, let's hear how you've dealt with this, all right? 502-795-1997, 502-795-1997. Is it the dog or the fiancé?
OMG. It's very dramatic when you put it that way.
Yeah. Deanna had messaged us, and she was like, hey, you know what? Am I the jerk here because just got engaged? My fiance and I have now moved in together and I've had a dog for 7 years. The dog has slept in my bed. Now my fiance's like, no, that's not going to work anymore.
We did get a text like, well, the dog's has been sleeping in the bed for 7 years. That's the dog's place. It's routine. So did the dog sleep in the bed anytime he ever stayed the night?
Mm.
And how come they never talked about it? And to that, I'm probably guessing he didn't think that he could lay down any rules like that until they got to the point where we're planning our lives together. We're going to be sleeping every night in the same room. So there's an issue now we need to address.
Right. Chris says, me and my wife have four dogs, and all four dogs sleep in our bed. The
dogs get
whatever they want.
Oh, my gosh.
But, Chris, how does that work for you?
I don't even know how that works. I mean, even if you have, like, the biggest California king bed, even if you have the biggest, like, that,
shoot.
That is a lot.
All right, Matt.
So I think I am team dog, and the reason I say that is because it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. That dog's been sleeping for 7 years in that bed, rightfully so, is their bed. If someone just took your bed away, would you be upset?
Well, yes, but that's... Okay. All right.
It can be done, though. I feel like he's not asking her to get rid of the dog. He's just saying, the dog sleep elsewhere?
I understand that, but I feel like the dog is family. It's not just a pet. You know what I mean? And if that family member has a pet, that's their bed. Maybe get a bigger bed. Compromise.
You know what? They have amazingly comfortable looking dog beds. I'll say that.
That is true. I actually bought my dog a dog bed, and she doesn't use it.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
So are we landing on, like what are
I'm
we landing,
not landing
on here?
There. I'm not landing on let the dog sleep in the bed. I've never been, like, if I'm just putting myself in that situation. Like, I don't think I could not sleep.
We just like got a text.
That.
My 110-pound dog sleeps in the bed. My husband knows if the dog goes, so does he.
Oh, wow. There are very clear lines being drawn for some people. I just think, what if he cannot get actual good sleep through the night with, you know, what if the animal tosses and turns a lot, makes noise, all the stuff, or, you know, takes up a lot of space with like a hot water bottle, makes you hot. In the middle, like, what if there's an actual, it's impeding on his ability to get restful sleep at night?
Okay,
is that not going to be considered?
I think you and I,
yeah,
are landing in a different arena than everyone
all
else.
The listeners, like, everybody is on team the dog stays.
Right. Look, I love dogs.
I do too.
I think they're great.
They are probably, I have more pictures on my phone of the dogs than anybody in the family. Yes, I love my little schmoopies, but they sleep in the laundry room.
All right, so Deanna, I think you're going to find the answer you want, regardless of who you listen to.
Yes, you've got plenty of people on your side
right.
to say, look, all these people say I'm right and you're going to have to deal.
Right.
Or you need to examine your relationship and just see how big of a deal. Like, if this is going to cause your fiance to never get a good night's sleep in your, you know, living with you with that sleeping arrangement, then that's going to weigh on you.
I like what Justin says, and I think we can kind of move on from there. The word crate is a bit aggressive, so
sure.
Maybe a super comfy bed on the floor instead.
Yes.
Maybe.
It's going to take some training.
Yeah. Maybe we do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, like I said, Deanna, depending on who you want to listen to, you got answers on both sides.
You do.
Right?
Do have a ton of support, way more support than what I had anticipated. But I think there are people who are really passionate about this particular issue.
Yeah.
And like, the dog is going to be with me 24/7. No matter what, sleeps with me, you got to deal with it.
All right. Well, Deanna, good luck with that. Sorry we weren't any help. I mean, Kelly and I think, no, I think your fiance needs to keep the dog on the floor.
Well, there's
everyone
just
else.
Find another place for the, and like, even in the same room, buy a nice comfy bed, train the dog to sleep right there. And I think that would be a good compromise. He's not saying get rid of the dog.
There you go. All right. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.